live each day in the present and make it beautiful. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing, here in Campo, California, with Bible Stories. Live each day in the present and make it beautiful. We are told so often in the Bible, so often in the words of Jesus, that it's done unto us according to our belief. And when is that belief effective? When is that belief put into motion? When is that belief something that happens in our life? Well, that belief happens in our life the moment we think the thought. We think the thought, and we think the thought in the now. We think the thought of what it is that we want to do. And what sort of thoughts do we think? What sort of thoughts do we think every moment of our life? How can we have it be beautiful and be wonderful like it truly is? Well, whenever you have a thought, whenever I have a thought, I take that thought and I say, is this thought something worthy of me to think about? Is this thought something that I would like to tell my mommy about, or my wife or family or friends? Is this something that I'm proud of? Is this a thought that I want to pursue and continue with and live with? I ask myself these questions. I ask myself these questions because that thought is in my mind. Now, it may be a thought of, well, how beautiful the sky is. It may be a thought of, I am a nice person. Or it may be a thought of, I am surrounded by beautiful circumstances. Or it may be a thought of war. It may be a thought of conquest or problems somewhere around. It may be a thought of evil somewhere. Now, is that a beautiful thought? I'm thinking it right now. It's in my consciousness right now. And if it's a beautiful thought, then it is done unto me according to my belief, according to my thinking, according to my thought. And so I make sure that every thought that I allow into my thinking is the most beautiful thought that I could ever know, because it's a thought that I'm going to be dwelling upon. It's a thought that is going to be making up my world. It's a thought that's me. It's a thought that's telling me what's going on in my life. And that's what truly is important. Now, how do I handle that thought? How can I handle that thought? It's done unto me according to my belief. What is my belief about that thought? Well, in the first place, any thought that is unhappy, any thought that is denigrating or putting someone down, is a thought that I don't want in my life. I don't choose to denigrate anyone. I don't choose to be unhappy with myself or anyone else. Everyone I see in my world, I uplift. Any circumstance I see in my world, I look at it from the uplifting point of view, from the beautiful point of view, from the wonderful, glorious point of view. And as I do that, that's exactly what happens to that thought. Now, I may have thought of war. Somewhere there's a war. And then I thought, hey, I will surround them with my pure white light of love. I can do that. Nobody says I can't surround that war thing with my pure white light of love. So I surround it with my pure white light of love. And I see all the people there surrounded with my pure white light of love. I see all the people there good and beautiful and happy and joyous and doing fantastic things. I see all the people there just being so happy, so fulfilled, so joyous in every way. But there's warm. Yep. But my heart and my soul is not upon the war circumstance. but it's upon the peace circumstance that I surround it with. I have the privilege and the right and the responsibility to be master of every circumstance of which I think about. And so if I think about a situation where a problem seems to be developing, I surround it with my pure white light of love. I surround it with my peace. I surround it with my goodness. I see only goodness in it, and so it is. You say, well, you can't do that. You can't manipulate the world like that. You can't change. I'm not manipulating the world. That's the big point I have to remind myself constantly about. I'm not manipulating the world. There's war, yes, but I'm not manipulating that war. I'm taking charge of my attitude about that objective experience. My attitude. I am not manipulating my attitude, but I'm taking charge of my attitude. I'm saying all is in divine order. I surround that experience with my pure white light of love. And when I surround it with my pure white light of love, I can only see the pure white light of love. I can only see peace and harmony and goodness. I can only see that which I am. So, if I am peace, and I look at a conflict, then that conflict is peace. Because it must be a reflection of who I am. For it was a reflection of who I was the first time I saw it. First time I saw it, I had a little bit of anxiety in my heart. And it came out as seeing war thoughts somewhere. But now, I release those war thoughts and I put in my heart peace thoughts. I release conflict thoughts and put in my heart balanced thoughts. I'm always in charge. I take charge of every area of my life. And as I take charge of every area of my life is a wonderful, glorious, fantastic experience. But it's up to me. It's up to me. The Bible stories that we hear are where people have taken charge, or people have taken charge of circumstances and things because they're truly important. Where is the importance for you, and where is the importance for me? We're not living in Bible times. We're living now here in the 21st century. We're doing fantastic things. We're doing marvelous things. We're really outrageous. No. We are living Bible times all the times. Because we are living with our thought. It's done unto us according to our thought. These stories that come to us from the Bible, these stories that come down through the centuries, through the millennia, come to us for one reason, because they have value to us today. They open our hearts to the goodness that's within us. They open our soul to the beauty of the divine that we are. Oh, yes. Bible stories can be lived in the present. They're not archaic. They're not outlandish. They're not something that's no longer effective. There's something very much present in our present day. Oh, we have to hear them in relation to it, as it's done unto me according to my belief, and then I say war, and you say, wow, hey, that's interesting. How are you going to handle that one? I surround the war with my pure white light of love. Unhappiness, I surround that person, those people, that circumstances with my pure white light of love. A car accident in the process of happening, all is in divine order. I surround that car with my pure white light of love. I surround all the people in the car with my pure white light of love. All is in divine order. I'm always in charge. I'm always the master of all circumstances. I'm always aware of who and what I am. And I call that forth, that who and what I am, at all times. Because that is my reality. That's what makes me the most wonderful guy. It makes me the most wonderful being in the entire universe. and that is how I conduct and live my life. And that's how I use the Bible as a guide in my thinking. It's a pretty nice way to go, isn't it? It's something that all of us can do. Where there is anything, I bring my peace. Have a lovely day and enjoy every step along the way. I love you. I love you. I love you.